In the mid-19th century, more than 3,000 women, almost half of Troy's female industrial workers, were employed in the collar industry, hence the nickname Collar City. One of them was a 23-year-old Irish immigrant, Kate Mullaney. And there's been an ongoing effort to restore Mullaney's Troy home. Mullaney thought herself lucky to be employed by one of the 14 commercial laundries in Troy. In February of 1864, she and a co-worker organized some 300 women into the Collar Laundry Union, the nation's first female union. She led them on a strike, ultimately winning a hike in wages from $8 to $14 a week. Paul Cole is executive director of the Mullaney Home.
With the 25% increase in pay and possibly money from her dad when he died, she was able to buy this property and erect a 3-story, 6-apartment, income-producing house, which was quite amazing for an Irish immigrant.
The house at 350 8th Street is being restored under a $179,790 grant from the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation. It requires a match of $59,390 from the American Labor Studies Center.
What we have not had here in years and years, forever actually, is a property that helps us interpret and commemorate the lives of the workers who actually did the work that made Troy what it was as an industrial giant in the mid-1800s.
Renowned historic architect John Waite notes much of the original structure has been preserved.
Before the 1860s, workers lived in their own individual, very small houses. This, from the beginning, had 3 apartments, and we think that's very early. It was considered pretty risque to have 3 families under a single roof.
The restoration process has been slow, historians taking great pains to ensure accuracy reflecting the furnishings and decorations of the working class circa 1860s. Cole has been working on the project for 25 years. He expects the final stages of work to run from late spring through early summer. A woman-owned organization with Irish roots, Troy firm Duncan & Cahill, is handling construction. Tracy Lee is a union carpenter with Local 291. He says the work is challenging and tedious.
A lot of it's just making up the door jams. Everything has to be remade. Like this windowsill, it's going in that, and we have to have the window sashes made. We have new doors coming. They all have to be hung and all the new hardware put on. So that'll be time-consuming.
Mayor Patrick Madden.
This is the neighborhood I've worked in for 30 years, so it's important to see this transformation. It's important to preserve something with such great historical significance here. I think it'll be great for the public to come in and really look at how people lived of that time when these buildings were built and how differently we live today.
The Mullaney House was designated a National Historic Landmark in 1998 and a National Historic Site in 2004 by an act of Congress. When restoration is complete, it will be open to visitors year-round. Again, Paul Cole.
The Kate Mullaney House is actually owned and being restored by the American Labor Studies Center. It's a not-for-profit 501c3 whose mission is to promote the teaching and learning of the labor movement and its history. And we do that through our website, which is labor-studies.org. It provides ideas and materials and resources for teachers and how to integrate labor history into their classroom. What the Mullaney House does is gives us an actual physical presence in the Capital District, again, where we can work with teachers and students to help them gain a deeper understanding of the struggle that workers went through to gain the right to organize and bargain collectively and improve their lives, their wages, and their working conditions. Kate Mullaney is a wonderful example of that.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.